a belief that you should take life one step at a time instead of getting all wrapped up in the future. Habit 7, the perfection trap, is rooted in the desire not to disappoint others, including and especially your family of origin, along with a commitment to making the world a better place. Habit 8, the disease to please, is rooted in an unselfish passion for making other people happy. Habit 9, minimizing, is rooted in an awareness of other people's needs and the wish to show them that you value their presence and insights. Habit 10, too much, is rooted in the quest to be authentic and connect with others based on shared experience. Habit 11, ruminating, is rooted in the capacity for thinking deeply about what matters to you most, instead of skimming along the surface of your life. Habit 12, letting your radar distract you, is rooted in the ability to understand what others are feeling and a broad-scale noticing capacity that makes you intuitive and empathic. You see the pattern here? Certain characteristics emerge. Diligence, conscientiousness, a concern for the feelings and contributions of others, and a reluctance to join the "it's all about me" competition that characterizes life and politics in many organizations. These are good things. They are gifts you bring to the world, and they surely have contributed to your success. And since part of your success will ultimately be helping to make your organization and the world a better place, you don't want to leave these strengths behind as you move higher and expand your scope. Nevertheless, fulfilling your potential is bound to take you beyond your comfort zone, and examining how your strengths may also undermine you is one aspect of that. That's why you'll want to celebrate the skills, talents, attitudes, and behaviors that have brought you to where you are. Even as you identify and work to surmount self-limiting behaviors that won't get you where you want to go. We believe that far more women could and should be in positions of power and influence. We hope that our ideas will ultimately help you rise in your chosen field or organization so you can make even more of a positive difference in the world.
About the authors. Sally Helgeson has been recognized as one of the world's top experts on women's leadership for almost 30 years. As an author, speaker, and consultant, her mission has always been to help women recognize, articulate, and act on their greatest strengths. Her best-selling The Female Advantage, Women's Ways of Leadership, hailed as the classic work on women's leadership styles and continuously in print for 28 years, was the first book to focus on what women have to contribute to their organizations, rather than how they need to change and adapt. The Web of Inclusion, A New Architecture for Building Great Organizations, was cited in the Wall Street Journal as one of the best books on leadership of all time. Most recently, The Female Vision, Women's Real Power at Work, explored how women's strategic insights can strengthen their careers and benefit their organizations. Sally develops and delivers leadership programs for corporations, partnership firms, universities, and associations around the world. She has consulted with the United Nations on building more inclusive country offices in Africa and Asia, led seminars at Harvard Graduate School of Education and Smith College, and is a contributing editor to Strategy Plus Business magazine. She lives in Chatham, New York. Marshall Goldsmith is the world authority in helping successful leaders achieve positive, lasting change in behavior. He is the only person to have been recognized twice as the Thinkers 50 World's Most Influential Leadership Thinker. Marshall has been frequently listed as the world's top executive coach. In 2017, he was recognized at Harvard as the inaugural winner of the Leadership in the Field of Coaching Award by the Institute of Coaching. Marshall is the New York Times number one best-selling author of Triggers and What Got You Here Won't Get You There, both recognized by Amazon.com as two of the 100 best books ever written on leadership and success. His many books have sold more than 2 million copies and have been translated into 32 languages. He is one of a select few executives who have been asked to advise more than 150 major CEOs and their management teams. Marshall lives in Rancho Santa Fe, California, and New York City. This has been a Hachette Audio production of How Women Rise. Break the 12 habits holding you back from your next raise, promotion, or job. Written by Sally Helgeson and Marshall Goldsmith. Read by Sally Helgeson and Marshall Goldsmith with Suzanne Torin. Produced by Michelle McGonigal. Directed by Lisa Kahn and Suzanne Torin. Recorded at The Orchard Recording Studio, Studio West of San Diego, and Hachette Audio Studios. Post-production by Pete Pentelis. How Women Rise is also available in print and as an ebook from Hachette Books, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette Audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2018 by Sally Helgeson and Marshall Goldsmith, Incorporated. Audio production copyright 2018, Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this audiobook without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the audiobook, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.